Good evening, Viking Nation, and welcome to Lounge High Football. We are on the air on 99.5 Kicks Country. Wes James, along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers, old sidelines down on the sidelines. We are in Powder Springs, Georgia, the home of the McEachern Indians, here at Walter H. Contrell Stadium for a big, big, I can't say a region game, but a big 5A matchup. It is considered the number one game in the state of Georgia tonight between two top 10 teams. And all eyes are on Powder Springs tonight. McEachern brings that pistol offense on into tonight's game against our Vikings in the wing tee. And it's going to be a heck of a game, a heck of a matchup. And we'll spend a little more time than usual tonight talking about the matchups between our two teams, because it is going to be one whale of a ball game up here in Powder Springs. Bill, as old Charlie, as old Shotgun Charlie Walker would say, we're getting ready for an old-fashioned South Georgia slobber knocker up here.
Well, that's exactly what we're coming up on. We're sitting here high above the stadium. It's a solid concrete stadium. Good home side, pretty good size visitor side across the way. Sprint turf field. I rode across to the other side. I got here about 3:30 this afternoon. Even their practice field is a sprint turf practice facility. Yep. And these guys, they know how to play football. We pick on Atlanta schools sometimes about, oh, they just don't have that tradition. They don't have the heart. This is a team right here, the McEachern Indians. They take their football very seriously here and around the community of Powder Springs. They're much like a small town. Even though they're Atlanta, they're a suburb of Atlanta, they're a small town. And they still they come out here on Friday nights, and they watch their football team, and they are very supportive of their McEachern Indians. I was watching some of the guys warm up over here to our right, Wes, both their quarterbacks, and we'll get into that a little bit, and we'll talk about that. They use a two-headed quarterback, a quarterback system where they rotate them in and out, where the Vikings will rotate their wide receivers in and out sometimes with their plays with wide receivers. This team's going to do it with their quarterback. I was looking down on the field. There's going to be some things going on today, so maybe we can get Marty, if he can catch Coach right there. It's right in front of him. Maybe he's got a couple minutes. We can go ahead and get that interview here in here early because, as I said, they will be doing a tribute to a former player here in just a few minutes.
Marty, let's go ahead. If you've got Coach Hockman, let's go ahead and talk to him.
I do. I've got Coach Hockman down here. Coach Hockman, appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us tonight. Coach, I know you're in your third season, coming off a great season in which you went 10-0, won your regular season region championship. And I know you had a tough one 2 weeks ago, let one slip away. Talk to us a little bit about how your team's responded and how they prepared for tonight.
I think they responded real well. Obviously, we're not pleased at all where things ended up. But, you know, first game in a big stage like that in the Dome against a really good quality team in Peachtree Ridge. We did some good things, but obviously there's a lot of things that we didn't do well. So kind of we went back into the training camp mode, the week after, last week, and then got back on, onto you guys and try to study you guys a little bit this week. But I think they responded well, very mature about it, and we made a few adjustments here and there, and we'll see if it works.
Well, Coach, I know your team last year put up a lot of points, averaged pretty high number per game, and this year you've got a lot of starters back on offense, led by, of course, I think you got two junior quarterbacks, and then your senior running back, Darrell Wider, had a good game 2 weeks ago. Talk to us a little bit about those young men, and who are some other players on that side of the ball that you're counting on tonight?
Okay. Well, our quarterbacks, Trent Thompson and Dondre Purnell, they're going to split time like we did all last year with them. Andre's a senior, Trent's a junior, but they both have different qualities that they do things well, and it's just anytime I've always done that. You know, anytime you got two quality players, you want to play them, and we're fortunate enough to have enough other players that we don't need them at other positions. But offensively, you know, probably Darrell had a great game coming in. It's big shoes to fill with our running back Rajon Bennett last year. And did a great job with that. But it's, you know, really led by our tight end / receiver Rory Anderson. Is a big play guy and is a really good blocker on the edge. And then Umba Edotawa and Trey Fletcher, two junior wideouts who are returning. And Chris Davis is our slot guy. And those guys are, you know, pretty talented kids. And they're anxious to see how they fare against some really good players on your squad.
Well, it ought to be a good night tonight. And there will be a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. And of course, speaking of talent on defense, you've got two talented linebackers. But I know your defense, you line up in a lot of different areas. It's a lot of different ways. You kind of based out of the 3-3-5, is that correct? And yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that and what's your plan on the tackle on defense.
Well, you know, like I said, base 3-3, and we try to move around as much as we can. We're not real big, so we got to be multiple and move around and run to the ball. And Jefferson Ashuru and Marquise Roberts are two returning players on that side of the ball, and we're leaning heavily on them. And then we moved a couple guys over from offense that are doing well, Chris Ocpala, defensive end. We like what we got. You know, we just got to gain some experience. Hopefully, where we've grown up enough over the 2 weeks here that we can hold on to those huge plays, those 60, 70 yarders that you guys keep exploding on everybody. So hopefully we can keep those to a minimum and just see what happens.
Well, Coach, I know tonight's a special night for you. We mentioned last year you went 10-0 in the regular season and won, and a lot of that was due to number 5, Rajon Bennett. And then I know tonight you're retiring his jersey. Talk to us a little bit about that young man and what he means to this program and how special tonight will be.
Rajon was just an unbelievable person, a great player, but a better person. Lived as a teenager just like you would want your son to live, and very humble. Very studious, was a friend to everyone from the special needs kids to the valedictorian, just one of those kind of kids, and chose to go to Vandy because he thought that, you know, no matter what, he's going to be able to take care of his family, and obviously he could go to other schools and such, but, you know, obviously an unfortunate situation, and our kids have really, I think, grown up because of that and matured a little quicker. And we use the mantra of keep 5 alive, meaning keep his legacy and his way of living. And we want to try to do that ourselves and emulate him. And he means a lot to me personally and my family, and made me a better person from where I am today since having known him. So it's going to be an emotional beginning of the evening. Hopefully we can control that and still be able to play a football game after.
Well, Coach, we wish his family well. Yes, sir.
Ask Coach what's it like coaching with such a legendary coach as his dad looking over his shoulder.
Wes up in the booth wanted to know how is it coaching with your dad looking over your shoulder. And, of course, we know he had a great career over in Alabama, and he's here on your staff now. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
From Ohio, from Cincinnati. But, it's the best thing that you could ever imagine. He is the best coach that I've ever been around by far, and just to have him to lean on, to ask him things, and to bounce things off of. But he's been there and done it, so he's not wanting to try to do it himself now. He's just coaching his wide receivers and loves every second, loves those kids, and it's probably the neatest thing that I could ever imagine to work with him on a daily basis. You know, I got my son out here as a ball boy, and just to have that family. And we're trying to teach our kids to be good fathers and good citizens and good family guys. And so it kind of fits right in with what our philosophies are and how we do things. So it's a great deal.
Well, I'm sure that's special, and I know that's important. 3 generations out here coaching. Coach, good luck to you tonight. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck to Rajon's family. I know tonight's going to be a special night for you all, and we wish you well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You guys.
All right. Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Coach Hawken, for those words. It's going to be a phenomenal game tonight. You can hear the emotion already in that coach's voice as he gets ready to get his team to face the Vikings. I want to remind everybody, you can always go to www.thevikingvoice.com. We're your source for Lowndes High Radio Sports Broadcast. It's also the place where you can find all the season stats, rosters, and news you can't find anywhere else about the Lowndes High Viking football, including archived games and coaches' show broadcasts. When you visit thevikingvoice.com, you'll find a link to 99.5 Kicks Country, our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, get us on the World Wide Web at thevikingvoice.com or directly at 99.5kickscountry.fm. Then click the listen here, and before you know it, you'll be keeping up with your favorite team, the Lowndes High Vikings. Let's take a break now, and when we return, we'll take a look at some of the state and national polls and preview some of the games of interest around the area. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Contrell Stadium here in Powder Springs, Georgia, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. You heard a good interview with Marty Rogers and Coach Kyle Hockman. And Class Act had a chance to talk with him earlier in the week and then visit with him right after I got here. I visited with him and his dad for just a little while. And a good class act, loves football, and loves his kids.
Well, he's got a good crew down there on the field, too. Boy, these guys look like they mean business.
Bill, looking at some polls, and I tell you what, let's look at the Atlanta Journal poll. Camden, number one. Lowndes, number two. North Gwinnett, number three. Peachtree Ridge, number four. Number five is Noonan. Number six is Stevenson. McEachern Indians, number seven. Valdosta, number eight. And Brookwood, number nine. And rounding out the top ten is Collins Hill. The coaches poll is out, and that's the one we really like to follow. Camden number one, Lowndes two, North Gwinnett number three, Noonan four, Stevenson five, Peachtree Ridge number six, Valdosta at seven, Brookwood eight, Collins Hill at nine, and South Gwinnett at number ten. Looking at some national polls, Batesville, Mississippi, South Panola number three, St. Aquinas is number seven in the national prep poll, Prep Nation, and Miami Central, they've got them at 14, and Kingsland, old Camden County, at 19. That's an interesting game. It's not on our roster tonight, but Camden and Miami Central playing over in Camden County tonight. In the Southeast region, we come in at number nine in the Southeast region. And the Prep Nation poll. Looking at the USA Today poll, Bill, Miami Central's number two, and in the Prep poll, North Gwinnett, of all things, jumps in at number 17 after not being ranked last week in the USA Today poll. And those are your polls. And we'll talk just we talked about it briefly on the coaches show. Jeff Herron, the coach at Camden County, of course, he said that. That Miami Central probably had the most talent of any team that he had ever, that he's ever had to face. Asking his son Major if he could have played for anybody other than himself, who would have been? And he said it would have been the legendary Jim Dorsey, who's the athletic director here at McEachern. Then he was asked him a pretty tough question. He said, "Name the toughest team you've ever played against. That you've ever been on the field that you've coached against." He said, "I've got a name too." He said, in 1999, when he was at Cedar Shoals, he played, I think it was either 97 or 99, might have been back in 95. Anyway, he played the Valdosta Wildcats, lost 35-0. And he said, but by far the most physical, toughest game that he has ever been involved in was whenever they played the Lowndes Vikings in 2004 in the Dome. We won 30-0. He said, my team has never taken a physical beating like Lowndes High put on us in the Dome. He said, they did what they wanted to with the ball. We couldn't move it an inch. He said, now, granted, we'd won twice before in the previous season. We'd won both games, the regular season and a second-round playoff game. He said, but they just came into the Dome and just naturally just kicked our heinies and played some tough, tough defense. Looking at games around Region 1 and around the Valdosta area, of course, our Vikings 2-0. At McEachern 0-1. They lost to Peachtree Ridge in the Corky Kell Classic. And Bill, the way it happened.
Controversy.
Well,
a little bit
of controversy. There was just a few seconds to go on the clock, trailing 24-21. And whenever McEachern came to the line of scrimmage, Nicholas St. Germain, number 16, their awesome field goal kicker, lined up for about a 43-yarder. They set the ball down. It goes through the uprights, and they tied it up 24-24. However, the official on the Peachtree Ridge side of the field came in, blowing his whistle, and said, "Hey, I call timeout." And what had happened was the Peachtree Ridge coach called him over, said, "Stand right here with me." Said, "When their center leans over and touches the ball, I want a timeout." And they go back and look on the film, and they did. And of course, McEachern had to line up and attempt it again. This time, it was wide left. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
No, wide right.
Wide right.
Yeah.
It was wide something.
Don't be picking on me. I already got to listen to the war chant when we're up here on the wrong side.
So, anyway, they lost 24-21. Lowndes, on the other hand, a good game against South Gwinnett. And then, of course, beat Pebblebrook 47-7. Valdosta is home tonight against Hardaway. Hardaway out of Columbus, Georgia. They're 1-0. They beat Harris County 13-6 last week, while Valdosta beat Brooks 35-0. Tift County, 1-1, their home night against Shiloh. Shiloh 0-1, lost to Newton 24-6 last week, while Tift County was defeating Locust Grove 34-7. Coffee is home versus Locust Grove tonight. Locust Grove, a 3A school, 0-1. Coffee 0-2. Of course, they lost to Brunswick and then lost to Ware 31-12 last Friday night. Colquitt lost to South Panola 65-35. They're 0-2. They're at Thomas County Central tonight. Thomas County Central, the number 5 team in 4A. They beat Thomasville 20-17. They're 1-0 on the year. Ryan Branch's Berrien County Rebels, 0-1, lost to South Wales, making their home tonight against Lanier County. Lanier County, 1-0. They beat Calhoun 40-14 last week. Brooks County is at Columbia, Florida. Brooks, 0-1, of course, losing to Valdosta. Clinch County beat Piro 41-28. They're the number 5 team in single A. They're home versus Brantley County tonight. The Ditch Chickens, 0-1, lost to Charlton 41-26. Cook County, 1-0, the number 6 team in 2A. They're home tonight versus American Sumter, who beat Liberty County 28-7 last week. They're also 1-0. Valwood, man, they're surprising everybody. Beat Tift Area last week. They're 1-0. They're at Fullington Academy, 0-1. And, Bill, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Valdosta State kicks off its regular season against Wingate out of North Carolina. Wingate 1-0. They beat West Georgia 10-7 to start their season. And lockdown Stevie Harden will be playing. And, of course, we might see a little bit of Levi Vitas. And it's parents' night tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Bazemore Hyder Stadium as the Valdosta State Blazers kick off their regular season.
Go ahead.
And hand me the book, and I'll get us out of here.
Well, I was just going to say, we had a chance to talk to the visiting coach here, or in our case, the home coach, and got to hear what he had to say. Wes got a chance to sit down with Coach McPherson earlier today and get his thoughts on about tonight's game. So now, well, let's go to the coach's corner right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show, and we'll be right back.
This is with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, big road game up here in McEachern tonight.
Yes, sir. It's a big game, Wes.
Coach, a little bit about McEachern. They're big on offense. They've got a big offensive line. They run that new pistol offense. We talked about it last Tuesday night at the coach's show. They line their tailback up probably about 3 yards behind the quarterback. You can go either way. What difficulties or what kind of problems could that cause for our defense tonight?
Well, you know, we've been working on it all week. It's a very good offense. It's a proven offense. It's a running offense and a throwing offense. You know, we've got to get better, Wes. I mean, this is the third game of the season. We're going on the road. We played a good game last week. You know, and all you can ask of the kids, we're going to play harder, we're going to play faster, we're going to play better. And that's where we're at.
Coach McEachern, you know, it's always said, I was taught even years ago when I was playing football, offense wins you ball games, defense wins you championships. And McEachern, they've taken a little bit different approach. They put their best athletes on offense rather than on defense.
That's what they say, but I don't know. You know, I know that they've got some good athletes on defense and offense. That sounds to me like something that the fans talk about. I mean, I'm looking at a good defense and a good offense.
Coach, there are 7 starters coming back off this McEachern team that averaged over 40 points a game. Only 2 starters back on defense, but those 2 starters are considered all-world linebackers.
Yes, sir. They're tough. They kind of run things over there on defense. What an opportunity to go up early in the year, play a great opponent on the road. It's a great opportunity for our football team.
Different environment for our guys tonight because instead of being at home in the friendly confines of the Palace of Pain, the concrete palace, we're up here with these Indians, and you know they're going to bring a crowd tonight.
Yes, sir.
Coach, how's practice been this week?
We've had our best week of practice so far. The kids are excited. You know, they're ready to get up there. And like I said, it's a big game on the road early in the year. This is just what we needed.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us, and we'll see you Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at the Randy McPherson Lounge Eye Coaches Show to talk about another great Lounge Eye victory.
And welcome back on 99.5 Kicks Country. Bill Osborne along with Wes James. Down on the field is the old sidelines, Marty Rogers. And we are in Powder Springs, Georgia, here northwest of Atlanta, as our Vikings get ready to face the Indians of McEachern High School. We want to thank some of our sponsors here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. And some of those are Waller Heating and Air, Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches, Wiregrass Georgia Technical College, and Griner Motors. Wes, getting close to the countdown to kickoff. Let's talk a little bit about some of the matchups and some of the things that we're going to see out here on the field tonight.
Well, Bill, I want to get, if we don't mind, let's give a kind of recap last week's game against Pebblebrook.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
We had the ball six times in the first half, scored five out of those six times, our third time we had to punt. Rushed the ball 44 times for 245 yards, held the Falcons to 25 carries and 92 yards. Cole Parker, the gunslinger, 6 of 7 for 169 yards and 4 touchdowns. And they were 3 of 10 for 26 yards and an interception. And the 414 yards of total offense, 119 for the Falcons. Looking at some of our leaders, leading rusher right now is Troy Braswell, 22 carries for 225 yards, averaging 10.2 yards a carry. And, of course, the diesel Sam Duncan, 19 carries for 122 yards. You look down, of course, Cole Parker. He is 12 of 21 for 304 yards and 5 touchdowns. Leading receiver, this is going to surprise you. Leading receiver, number 80, our tight end, Kendall Coleman. 3 catches, 62 yards, averaging 20 yards a catch. Second leading receiver is Kenny Durden. He only has one catch, Kenneth Durden. 1 catch for 61 yards. Of course, that was a touchdown. And Jed Sullivan, averaging 23 yards a punt. And
but the big average, Wes, is on that kickoff, and he is averaging 60 yards on his kickoff. And if you've marked where the ball starts and where it ends, that's the goal line.
Yep.
He has kicked 12 of 14 into the end zone and get us touchback. Coach McPherson talked about that Tuesday night at the Locos Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show when he talked about the fact having a weapon, and we've had some good kickers over the last 5-6 years that I've been doing this, that have been able to put guys into the end zone and make them have to start at the 20-yard line, and that's a great weapon.
It sure is. And, of course, the one kickoff that did not make it into the end zone, they only returned it out to the 10-yard line. So great coverage. Our special teams playing a little bit better, and they're going to have to play really, really good tonight, Bill.
Yeah, this, and we'll talk a little bit about some of these guys when they're out here on the team, on the field. There's no slouches on either side. McEachern is not going to be able to take it easy. Lowndes is not going to be able to take it easy. These are guys that are going to come out, and they're going to play with all their heart every down, every play. We cannot do what we did against South Gwinnett. We got to play all the way, four quarters. McEachern is going to have to play four quarters in order to make this thing successful, either one of these teams.
Marty, can you hear us down there? Marty.
He's down there somewhere. Where'd he go?
He's on the 50.
Oh, he's on the phone now. We don't pay him to be on the phone. What's the deal?
He's not listening to the radio. He's talking to somebody on the phone.
That's
all
right.
We'll have to come back down. We'll come back to him in just a moment. We are at Walter H. Contrell Stadium. Bill, they're redoing.
There he comes. I hear
him. There he is. Marty?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Bill says that not only do you not get paid to sit and talk to the coaches, you don't get paid to be on the phone when you're supposed to be on the air.
That was a little bit of an emergency phone call there I had to grab. Sorry about that, guys.
We'll let an emergency pass, so go ahead.
I got to short my ride home.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to leave you up here.
You can ride. I'm going back, Marty. I'll be glad to take you back.
Like I said, that was an emergency. I had to find another ride home.
Okay.
I think we'll be looking. Is anybody interested in a sideline reporting job with a Viking voice next week?
Guys, I tell you, this is a great lucrative job to work with two just experienced, great individuals like you all. Plus, I get to be down here with the field, all the action. And I tell you, tonight, they're ready to play down here. I've talked to several of the players. They're very focused, but they're looser than we've been on the last few away games. So I think I hope that goes over into the game, and hopefully we can have a good night tonight.
Marty, up here it's almost kind of like a playoff atmosphere already. I realize it's only the third game of the year. Like I said, it's kind of a little bit like a playoff atmosphere. Do you get that same sense of feeling down there on the sidelines?
I really do, Wes. You can tell that not only the players are focused, but the coaches are focused. It's hard not to feel like that in facilities like this. Those of those listening at home that aren't here tonight, these facilities are just unbelievable. And, you know, you really feel like you're in a small college. And of course, you know, you're playing a top 10 team like McEachern on the road here in Atlanta, and that's, you know, been the knock on us the last few years. So they're excited. It definitely feels like a playoff atmosphere. I mean, we're still 30 minutes from kickoff. The home side is filling up. The visitor side's filling up. It's a good night for football.
Our Vikings just went to the locker room, and the reason there's a special ceremony. Tell us a little bit about what's going on down on the field right now, Marty.
Well, guys, I talked to Coach Hockman a little bit earlier during the interview and also off the air about tonight. They are retiring number five, Rajon Bennett's number tonight. Rajon Bennett was a young man who played here last year, was actually all-state player, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, had well over 1,000 yards rushing. But it was a great young man, had a great reputation in the school and in the community. And unfortunately, he passed away in a murder-suicide back in February, just days after signing a scholarship, signing a letter of intent to play for Vanderbilt University. And tonight they're retiring his number. The players are actually wearing number five on their jersey with angel wings coming off to the side of it tonight, too. That's a patch on their jersey. So they're dedicating their season to Rajon Bennett.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Do you remember the story, Marty?
The story?
Yeah, I mean, what happened?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was his mother's ex-boyfriend took his whole family hostage. And I don't know all the particulars, but from what I understand, he either attempted to secure the perpetrator or whatever you might want to call him there, and the violence started, and his family got out. The family all left. None of them were hurt, but he was unfortunately shot and killed.
He actually, like you say, he attempted to divert the attention away from his family so that his family could get out of the apartment and get away from the perpetrator, and then he was shot, and of course he died, and the perpetrator then shot himself. But just a very, very, very sad thing.
Yes, it was.
But tonight, like I said, they're retiring Rajon Bennett's jersey number five, and they'll have a walk-a-thon in the morning. They're doing things. They say keep five alive. Just remember his memory here at McEachern High School. We're going to take us another 2-minute break. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on the Lounge Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Contrail Stadium, Wes James along with the Osman Wild, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Lounge High football on the air on 99.5 Kicks Country. They've just retired Rajon Bennett's jersey. And not only that, Bill, kind of as a surprise to folks, there is a plaque that has been erected as you go into the field house. And
yeah, look at all the players as they...
All the players are lined up. They're going by touching the plaque.
Little reminiscent of maybe Howard's Rock at Clemson.
And Rajon Bennett, as Coach Hockman said, he was the type of young man that you wanted your son to be. He took a lot of time with his brother and his brother and his sister, helped folks in the community. Not only was he a tremendous athlete, but he was a very, very good young man whose life was taken much, much too soon.
Yeah, anytime you got a young man that's going to decide to go to Vanderbilt, that's their head's in the right place. Yes, I want to play football. Yes, I want to make a difference. But I do want to get the best education I possibly can. And not to belittle Rashawn at all, we're going to see somebody like that, I believe, in Cole Parker this year. This is a young man who's going to have an opportunity, I think, as the season goes on, that he's going to have a lot of big looks from a lot of big schools. And I really think he's the kind of guy that you're going to see when it's all said and done, he's going to go to the place that's going to get him the best education along with the best opportunity to play football. And that's obvious what Rashawn was going
to
do.
And not to belittle the schools that recruited Rashawn. I mean, there was a lot of real good schools that recruited him. But, you know, there are just certain schools that stand out that, you know, that just have a reputation of giving you a real good college education.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, you know, the Ivy League schools, Duke, Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, and those are just in the South that we know about.
You had to say Duke, didn't you?
Duke is the real deal, NC. I'm sorry.
Right. And tomorrow night, right across, right not far from here, over in the Georgia Dome, it is number 18, number 16 LSU taking on number 18 North Carolina in the Chick-fil-A Bowl to kind of kick off the football season. And
It's here. I tell you, high school football kicked off for us a couple weeks ago, and that's kept us fed. And now college football, Southern Miss and South Carolina played last night. There's a lot more coming, and tomorrow is going to be a great big day for Greg Reed. Gerald Demps and Telvin Smith will be kicking off their season down in Tallahassee as they face against Samford. And that's going to be a great game down in, down there as well. Georgia Bulldogs are kicking off as well tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
So there's a lot of college football getting ready to kick off tomorrow. And for those of us that maybe don't hunt or don't fish or don't do anything else, football is our vice, and my wife has told me several times she is a football widow.
And and of course, we love those women that love football as much as we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and will tolerate it and put up with us. And if you want to keep up with how Greg Reed and Telvin Smith and Gerald Demps and anybody else that has played at Lounge in the last few years, you can go to www.thevikingvoice.com. It's Bill and I's website, and I say Bill and I's website. Bill does all the work. I just go visit it and look at. He'll call and say, "Hey, I've done this," and or "Did you go see this?" You see, the man is a genius when it comes to doing stuff like this. And go look at our website and go to the alumni page and keep up with all your Lounge High players and how they're doing and how Levi Vitas is doing at Valdosta State. Stevie Harden is going to start in the defensive backfield. Be interesting to see if he's returning kicks tomorrow night.
Yeah, somebody else, too, that we maybe people have forgotten about. Doug Belk is a redshirt senior at Carson Newman this year, and he's had a phenomenal career there at Carson Newman. But he's one of our oldest ones that's still out there, and he, like I said, as a redshirt senior at Carson Newman as a wide receiver, he is expected to be their go-to wide receiver this year.
Well, it looks like the color guard is making their way out on the field right now.
Yeah, they might be.
I want to remind you, while they're moving to center field, the Lounge High Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub, 6:45 is the airtime. Coach Mack sits down with myself at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about tonight's ball game, the upcoming game next week. And if you're there and a member of the Touchdown, we want to thank all the Touchdown Club members for showing up. And don't tell Bill I said this, but if you're there and you get yourself a little blue ticket and your number's drawn, you get a meal. Curtis, your meal gets paid courtesy of the Viking Boys.
That's right. We want to thank Loco's Grill and Pub for their continued sponsorship of the Lounge High Coaches Show, along with Coons Heating and Air, Deloach Body Works, Hutchison Chiropractic Center, Star Insurance, R&S Sports, Waller Heating and Air, Luke Electrical Services, The Medicine Shop, Eagle Fire and Safety, and the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia. Let's take a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Powder Springs, Georgia, where the Vikings get ready to face the Indians of McEachran High School. As we listen to the final notes of the national anthem is played by the McEachran Indian Band off to our left into the end zone. And you hear the applause in the background. Nice rendition of the national anthem. And their Navy ROTC out on the field with the colors. And, of course, we have the Air Force ROTC, the Navy ROTC here, and they've done a fine job, Wes.
They sure have. And, of course, one of the most impressive sights. Bill, look how the sun is glistening off those shiny, shiny tubas on the far side where the Georgia Bridgemen are.
That's exactly right. They fill up that whole left side of the stadium, don't they?
They sure do. And I tell you what, an award-winning, I mean, just a very proud, very, very proud of our Georgia Bridgemen and how hard they work. And, of course, they left early today, and they're spending the night tonight.
Yeah, they left early this morning, stopped over. When you got, they run about 12 to 14 school buses in order to move all of these kids. And then they have a semi that carries all of their instruments and their uniforms and all those different things, their luggage. So it's a big caravan when these guys leave town. So it takes them a little bit longer. When can you imagine a bathroom break at a rest stop with it?
Let me ask you something, because you got here a few minutes before I did.
Right.
and then you left. I stayed in the area. I went down to, I call it the rich folks' Dollar General. I hadn't seen a Dollar General that fancy. We don't have them that fancy in South Georgia, folks.
That's right.
We call that a rich man's Dollar General. And then came back, and that's when I got to visit with Coach Hockman. But did you see the limbs that were laying on in the road when you came in?
I don't remember.
And that's whenever the bus, I mean the truck arrived, and it just took some,
it took
some limbs down as he was coming in and making his way. We see the plowboy down there on the field, and the officials, I think they're from the greater Atlanta area, Bill. I'm not sure that they've got the patch up on them.
Yeah,
on their caps.
And as we're sitting here, we're about 15. I look at the official clock, and it is just turned over 16 minutes left before kickoff, and they've already played the national anthem and kind of moved ahead of where our normal procedures are.
Well,
let's talk a little bit about their matchups.
Let me give one little plug before we go, and this is for the MDA. The David Dean Show, which is right here on it's on Rock 108, hosted by David Schmidt on Rock 108, Monday night at Buffalo Wild Wings, and Ian Willis, who is very dear to all of us, you know little Ian, he is the poster boy for MDA in the South Georgia area. They will be there on Monday night, and there's coupons you can print off, and if you ask somebody, I'm sure they'll have them, give them to you, and 10% of your food bill, Buffalo Wild Wings is donating to the MDA. So if you're around late, if you're not doing anything Labor Day night, and you want to hear a little bit about, you want to talk a little bit of college football, come on out to Buffalo Wild Wings and the David Dean Show.
And then you can do that, too, because the Lounge High Touchdown Club does not meet this Monday night. Whenever it's Labor Day, the Touchdown Club does not meet on that Monday night. They'll meet on Tuesday night. Now, that adds a conflict to our coaches' show. But Coach McPherson will be at the coaches' show on Tuesday night.
Right.
He always sends an assistant coach to cover for the Touchdown Club. But so Monday night, yeah, absolutely. If you're available, you don't have anything else, stop by Buffalo Wild Wings for the David Dean Show.
All righty, Bill. It is time to talk about these McEachern Indians, and they are on the warpath after losing on Heartbreaker against Peachtree Ridge 2 weeks ago in the Corky Kell Classic. A team, Bill, that last year averaged over 40 points a game, returning 8 starters on offense. And they run that, I think University of Nevada is the one who debuted the pistol.
Yeah, popularized offense.
And what it is the quarterback goes, they run it strictly out of the shotgun, and one tailback lines up about 3 yards behind the quarterback. And he'll fake one way and come back the other way. They really, really like to run the ball. And Zerald Wilder, he's number 30, he's their senior. He is their bread and butter and very, very elusive. As I was told, he is very much like Troy Braswell, except faster.
Yeah, he's real small. He's 5'7", probably 160, 165 pounds. Real prototypical scat back. And I tell you what, if you say you're faster than Troy Braswell, you're as fast as the wind. I mean, Troy Braswell is just his speed this year, I was amazed. There was one time that 69-yard run there in the third quarter against South Gwinnett, I really thought that number 10 for South Gwinnett had an angle on him, and I sat there as you're, you know, rattling off the fact that he's fixing the score. I'm thinking, no, there's somebody got an angle on him, and he just put and hit an extra gear and got himself into the end zone. So to say you're faster than Troy Braswell says you're really fast.
And the guy that I'm most reminded of, that Wilder most reminds me of, is the little running back from Grayson.
From Grayson, yeah, probably so.
I was going to say the same thing, Wes. I watched him during warm-ups, and he reminded me a lot of Ian Pemberton from Grayson back in 2008. But I will say this, they've got him listed, I think, as 160, but he's pretty thick and pretty solid running back. I'd have to say he looks a little heavier than that, and I'm interested to see just how he runs between the tackles tonight, because he's a pretty solid young player.
Now, when you talk about running between the tackles, let's look at their offensive line for a second, Marty. 4 seniors and 1 junior. 6'4", 260. 5'10", 230. 6'2", 240. 6'4", 240. Those are some guys. They're huge up front. But the thing about them is they can move and they can block.
Wes, you're right. And, of course, you know, obviously I'm not a real big fellow, but I stood down there next to them during warm-ups, and they just, of course, towered over me, which I know a lot of people probably back home laughing right now and say, well, most everybody towers over me. But These are some big guys. They could move. Their center was a little bit shorter, but their two tackles are just enormous. And I know their left tackle, last name I believe is Hemingway. I think it's Xavier Hemingway. He's a Division I prospect,
right.
Number 77. Big kid, can move, plays left tackle. And they do have a really big offensive line, so it will be interesting to see how that little running back hides in there behind those big guys and you know, tries to bust it loose.
I say Hemingway is 6'4", 260. The other tackle is the only junior on the offensive line, number 75,
Amichia.
Amichia. He's 6'4", 240. So like I say, it's going to be interesting to see how well our defensive front, because we have got to stop the run. There's just no two ways about it. Thing of it is both quarterbacks, either one of them, can run the ball well. Dontre Purnell, the 5'8", 170-pound senior, or number 10, Trent Thompson, the 6'1", 170-pound junior. Now, Thompson, Marty, is a better passer than Purnell, but Purnell is a better runner. Now, they do run a little thing of it is, they do run a little option off of this, and it's real funny because they'll start left, and you'll think he's fixing to pitch it to a Wilder, and Wilder will turn and cut back right, and he'll hand off to him, and he'll get your defense going one way, and he'll go the other. So our defensive ends have really got to stay home and play their position tonight.
You're right, Wes, and the problem is when they're so worried about staying home, then that means they can't pursue when the play's going away from them as much, and it really takes them out of the play, and they do a lot of that misdirection. And you mentioned the two quarterbacks, and I did watch the junior, the left-hander, number 10, come out, Trent Thompson. He warmed up pretty early. He was out here well over an hour before the game throwing. Strong arm, big tall kid, just looks like the prototype quarterback. But he can run, too, and that's the thing where they really will surprise you is that both players, you know, one's the better runner, one's the better passer, but they both can do both.
And when you said now you got to sit back, you can't pursue the quarter. You can't really pursue because you're liable to over-pursue. And when that happens, they're sending Chris Davis, Amba Editoa, and another wide receiver, number 3, Trey Fletcher, and a big tight end, Roy Anderson, Sr., who's their leading receiver. They'll send those guys deep. Sometimes they'll run anywhere a 3 to 4 wide receiver set. And now you've really got to play your defensive backs have got to play pass defense. They've got to play their areas, but yet watch out for the run too.
You're right, Wes. And I couldn't remember the stat earlier when I was talking to Coach Hockman, but I believe it was that they averaged 39.7 points per game last year, and they did so with a team that, of course, Rajon Bennett was their star at the running back position, but Zerrill Wilder played a good bit. And this year they've got 8 returning starters from that team, and if you count both quarterbacks, it's really, you know, 9 of their top 12 off that offensive team. So
you wasn't off by much. How about 40.8 points a game?
40.8. Well, that was close. And they were very, very prolific last year. Scored 21 against Peachtree Ridge in the Georgia Dome, and we know Peachtree Ridge has a great defense. You know, they've been in the top 5 for several years now, so That was pretty good for them there, even though they unfortunately didn't lose that game. But I expect to see that a great matchup tonight between our defense and our secondary with all the great players we've got back there lined up, matched up against their great receivers and those two quarterbacks.
Thank you, Marty. Bill, let's talk a little bit about their defense. Now, you look at their two linebackers, the guy they really go to, number 54, Mitch Long, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior, and the other linebacker, Marcus Roberts, a 6'1", 210-pound senior. Those are the only two starters that are back. But up on the defensive line, number 91, Darius English, a junior, 6'6", 200 pounds. Jeb Nawakana, a 6'1", 270-pound junior. Defensive end, number 15, Chris
Ogpala.
6'2", 230. And now, of course, the other linebacker, Jefferson Ashira, a senior, 6'2", 220. But they run that 3-3 defense.
Much like Camden.
Exactly like Camden. But the difference is sometimes they'll take their rover back, Gerald Robertson, a senior, number 24, and walk him up on the outside and then take their other rover, number 4, Edward Thomas, and pull him up, actually pull their safeties up on the outside of the line. And it kind of comes across as a five-man front, or they'll slide that one of the rovers in at a linebacker slot.
Yeah, they've really got to pay attention to what they've got to really pay attention our offensive line has got to pay attention to what they're doing in order to stay with them, because they're going to play a little bit off, and you're right, they're going to misdirect you even from the defensive line.
So, but then our passing game, Cole has really, you know, he's really stepped it up. We've got some good receivers. And if they have a weakness, Bill, if they've got a weakness on defense, it's the fact that their secondary is very, very young.
Yeah, it really is.
And
well, we're going to have some guys back on our defense tonight that we missed last week. Geraldo Orta will be, and is dressed out, and we expected to play quite a bit. Tyler Hunter is dressed out. Maybe will be played a little bit sparingly, but nonetheless, we'll see him. And we're going to need those guys on defense to play their very best game tonight.
Well, I had a chance. I spoke with Coach Hill yesterday, and Coach Hill said, he said, the first thing we've got to do is stop their run. We stop their run, then maybe we can stop their pass. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Powder Springs, where the Vikings get ready to face the Indians of McEachern High School. On the road, in a hostile territory, that's where the Vikings are. Third game of this 2010 season. And we're getting ready to do the coin toss. Our captains for Lounge will be number 15, Tyler Hunter, number 27, Paul Johnson, number 32, Chris Scurry, and number 44, Dale McBurrow. The captains for the McEachern Indians will be number 8, Jefferson Ashuru, number 14, Denard Ford, number 48, Marquise Roberts, and number 78, Dontavious Lawson. That'll be your captains for tonight's games, Wes. Marty, I saw him getting the permission of the head official to be out on the field and to mic the coin toss. And you hear our band in the background. Boy, we're directly across from the band tonight, and you're going to hear them in full voice tonight throughout the evening.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Bill. Our band's, McEachern's band was playing, then the Bridgemen started, and it's kind of like last night's football game, JV football game, between the Lounge High Vikings and the Coffee Trojans at the Concrete Palace. I don't know if you know who won.
I believe that that team in maroon and white won.
How about 47-7?
Yeah.
And that was kind of the way it was when our band started. It just kind of blew the McEachern band away there a little bit. The officials headed out on the field. Marty's coming out. And we'll get the mic turned on.
Both captains, all four captains introducing themselves. And let's take it down to the field to Marty Rogers. Here we go.
Talk to blue, white, you talk to white. Y'all start mixing colors, we'll come to you guys and ask you to help us control your teammates. We have a penalty or call for a captain. When you guys come up, talk to me.
Bill.
When you're up and signal the penalty. You don't understand it?
That's stop.
You're repeating
listen,
it. Keep repeating it.
Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Can't change mine. That's what we got to go with, all right? You're the visiting team, right? You get to call the coin. It's a regular silver dollar. You're going to go heads or tails, dude. You call the head. I'll throw it up catcher, and I'll turn it up. I drop it in again. It's the tails. You won the toss. You want to receive the ball. Let's go, you want to do. Turn your back set, go over here. Turn your back set, go here. Lock, knock, and straight.
All righty. We will be right back after this 60-second break and kick it off. You're listening to Lounge High.